Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients come in and ask me about vitamin D supplements. Sometimes vitamin D is combined with something called vitamin K. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about vitamin K today and some of the benefits and special considerations. So vitamin K is actually a fat-soluble vitamin, and it really plays an important role in the functioning of various proteins in the body. And the proteins are actually involved in essential activities. This includes, for example, blood clotting, bone growth, and even cardiovascular health. And vitamin K actually has two main types, something called K1 and K2. And K2 is actually produced by bacterial fermentation, for example, fermented foods, things like blue cheese and sauerkraut. Those are good sources. And vitamin K1 is a product of photosynthesis, so that can actually be found in leafy green vegetables. So when we think of the health benefits of vitamin K, it was solely believed to be involved in blood clotting. However, there's some evidence to suggest that it's involved with a variety of metabolic processes, and that includes things like bone development, brain function, even kidney function. And it's also, in the research, suggests that it also exerts an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect on the body. And so that means it can actually help with cardiac protection, improved bone health. And individuals actually who are at risk for certain conditions might benefit from, for example, vitamin K supplementation. For example, those individuals with chronic kidney disease, liver disease, osteoporosis, those kinds of, even type 2 diabetes, for example. Now, when we're taking vitamin K, and that's whether it's through food or a supplement, taking it with a healthy fat is really important because it helps with the absorption. For example, eating it with an avocado would be really helpful. Now, there's some special considerations. People with, for example, gastrointestinal conditions, cystic fibrosis, ulcerative colitis, bowel issues can cause a malabsorption, so they might not absorb as much vitamin K. Even infants, children, and the elderly, for example, might have a risk of developing, lack of absorption. So basically, if you are going to be using some vitamin K, it's really a good idea to check with a healthcare provider, with a naturopathic doctor, because it does interact with certain medications. So certainly, if people have some questions, they want to get in touch with me, ask me some more questions, they can reach me at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. One call to that number will get you Dr. Betty. You can book an appointment for a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person, or I guess online. All it takes to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally is to begin by speaking with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I never knew all this about vitamin K. In fact, I don't think people talk about it very much, though they talk a lot about vitamin D. So I've learned something today, as I always do when I speak to you. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.